Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we journey through the world of dreams depicted in Sangam literary work Natrinai 87, written by Nakkanayar. The poem is set in the Nathal landscape or the coastal regions and speaks in the voice of the lady to her confidant, sharing the sensations from a dream she had. உள் ஊர் மா அத்த முள் எயிற்று வாவல் உங்கள் அம் சினை தூங்குதுயில் பொழுதின் வெல்போர் சோழர் அழிசி அம் பெருங்காட்டு நெல்லியம் புளிச்சுவை கனவியா அங்கு அது களிந்தன்றே தோழி அவர் நாட்டு பனி அரும்பு உடைந்த பெருந்தாட்புன்னை துறைமே இப்பி ஈர்ப்புறத்து உரைக்கும் சிறுகுடி பரதவர் மகிழ்ச்சியும் Peruntan Kanalum Ninainda Appahale. The poem opens with the scene of a lush mango tree in the middle of the village as revealed by Ul Oor Ma. The camera zooms on to Mul Eitru Vaval or a bat with thorn-like teeth. And what might this bat be doing? The phrase Tungatuyil tells all. At first glance, this phrase seems to be made of repetitive elements because both Tungu and Tuyil mean sleep in contemporary Tamil. However, in this poem, Tungu means to hang. The phrase thus flashes before our eyes, a bat hanging upside down on the branch of a mango tree and having a snooze. Following the sleeping bat, a Chola king Alisi makes his royal appearance. Seeing the sense of sight dominate the proceedings, taste thrusts itself forth with Nelli Ampulichuvai, meaning the sour taste of gooseberry. The very thought makes the mouth water. The evergreen punnai or laurel wood greets us from the shore where lie scattered ippi or oysters. Having taken a glance at these individuals, let's move on to find the interwoven meaning of this collective. The man and the lady have been in a relationship and the man parts from her to gather wealth. In this period of separation, the lady turns to the confidant one day and says, "Hanging on the high branches of the mango tree in the center of our village sleeps a thorn-toothed bat. As it sleeps during the day, it dreams of tasting the sour gooseberry growing in the beautiful vast forests of the victorious Chola king Alisi. Alas, the dream fades away, O friend, fades like my dream of being on the vast cool shore and seeing the happiness of the fisher folk living in little hamlets in my man's country where the cool buds of the thick trunked punnai bursts open and showers the pollen, decorating the wet backs of the oysters roving on the shore." With these words, the lady reveals her dream of being with her man and thus expresses her pain as she sees that joyous event so real vanish away in a moment. It's time for the interpretation of dreams. The lady talks about two different dreams. One is the dream of the fruit bat hanging on the mango tree. And what is it dreaming of? It dreams of tasting the gooseberry fruit, and not just any gooseberry, but those found in the vast forests of the Chola king Alisi. This king Alisi is said to be a skilled warrior in the battlefield, and his domain was the Arcot town on the banks of the river Kaveri, not to be confused with the similar sounding North Arcot region in Tamil Nadu. Coming back to the bat, it dreams of a fruit so far away and is relishing the sourness of the fruit when what seemed to be alive within the mouth vanishes without a trace. This must be one health-conscious bat, for it favors the sour gooseberry far off to the sweet mango so close by. As any Indian would vouch, gooseberry is known for its nutritive value and high vitamin C content. Returning from our reality to the reality of the bat, we see it smack its lips and taste the nothing there. Then the lady talks about her dream. The dream where she saw the vast shore and the happy fisherfolk of the man's land, and there she sees the punnai trees shedding the fine pollen from the blossoms and decorating the wet oysters that rove on the shore. In an indirect way, she is conveying the scene of her meeting with her man on the shore in those days past, which seemed to dance in her head once again as a dream. Two different dreams which the lady weaves together by saying that they both fade. It seems so real, the elements there, be it the gooseberry fruit or the punnai's pollen. The dreamers could see it, touch it and taste it. And yet in one moment it all vanishes. Those dreams of the day that fade away. Dreams have indeed fascinated human thought all through time. This mysterious and magical unconscious behavior seems to have a life of its own. Be it in the mythology of the ancient world or the psychology of the modern world, dreams are one of the star players. Interesting to add another gem to our knowledge of dreams through this poem from so long ago. I find this reference unique because it links the dream of a living creature and that of a human being as if to subtly show that we are one with the life that abounds around. Let's part saying, dream on dear lady and hope your dreams turn true soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me through ancient lands and minds. Please do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.